Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Chalach Beis, Simon Gimel. So the we said before that a person should not have anything between him and the wall, and this, of course, is the source of the minig that we give them, the people which are the mechubadim, the schus to sit at the mizruch vant, since we daven towards mizruch. So if you stand on the mizruch vant, there's nothing between you and the wall. So that is where that comes from. But most of us are davening somewhere else in the shul, and there might be things between us and the wall. So what about those things? So he's going to point out that, I'm going to skip a line, and I'll go back afterwards. Mikomokam hasaf solim stenders enam chotetzin. The seat, the benches, or it would be the chairs, or the shtenders, are not considered a chatzitza. So, it's something which is there. The Taz says something which is there for tzarech hatfilo, even though it's large, is not considered a hafsik. So, even a table would not be considered a hafsik because the table is there to be able to put your sitter on. And that's why we have a shtender in front of a person. And that's not considered a problem, even though it's large, it's 10 tefachim high and it's 4 tefachim wide, which we find in other areas of halacha, that something which is 10 tefachim high and 4 by 4 is considered its own makam, so it's considered like you have something of chashivas and significance there in between. So that should be a problem, but since it's for tzarech tefillah, it's not a problem. That's how the Taz understands. And Mr. Burr quotes this Taz. He says the Magen Avraham questions it, but the hachra of the Rav of the Poskim is like this Taz. So something which is there for tzarech tefillah is not a problem. Now let's go back and read the line that we skipped. And there seems to be some question of a mistake in the language of the Chayotim. So I'm going to give it to you, read you the words, and then say how it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, the Chayotim says, "V'davar kavua," something which is there and is kavua, "U'mikolshkein keshagoa yu tvachim, v'rachav dalad tvachim," is chaytzitz. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch, actually the language is different, that if something which is 10 tefachim high and 4 by 4 is inclined to be considered a chatzitza, but a davar kavua is not considered a chatzitza. The language of the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tzadi, Sif Chaf Aleph, Tzarek Shloi Hei Davar Chotzitz Ben Ela Ben Akir, with davar kavua Kagan Orin Viteva Einam Chotzitzim. Something which is there, kavua, is not a chatzitza, and it gives an example of the oren or the bima, or since they're there bekvias, that's not called a chatzitza. And then the Rama adds that something this, even if it's not kavua, if it's something which is small, davar katan is not considered a hefsik, it's only considered a mechitza. It's something which is large, which means it's 10 tefachim high, and it's 4 by 4. So it comes out that most of the things that we find in the shul are not going to be problematic, either because they're tzarech hatfilah, or because they're small, or because they're there b'kviyas. Because in regards to the definition of kviyas, Rav Chaim Kanevsky says you don't need something which is attached to the ground. You don't need something which is specifically in that spot the whole time. But it's there, and the basic test is bekvias. So the oron obviously is stationary, the bima is stationary, but the tables that you have, even if they might move them around a little bit, but they're kavua to be there. And you can also argue that they're there for the tzarech of the tefillah. So those are not considered a chatzitza. An interesting question which comes up, if you're davening, let's say, in a situation of you're davening by a chasna, you're dabbing in the hall, so you have these folding chairs that they bring in, or you have make a simcha, a sheva brachas, and you bring in folding chairs. Those folding chairs are not there b'kviyas, and they weren't really brought there for tzarech tefillah. So those would be considered a chatzitza. It would be preferable that the person should walk over towards the wall and daven by the wall. But then the Chayyadim continues and he says that all of this that we're talking about over here is v'chol zeh l'mitzvah lo la'akev. This is not ma'akev in your tefillah, it's just a preferred thing that a person should do. V'adam afilu l'chatchila en chaytzitz. The fact that I'm diving behind another person is not a problem. So if one person is diving by the wall, and I'm diving directly behind him, so neither he's not considered a chatzitza regards to me, and it's considered as if I'm diving directly towards the wall. We're not going to do the piece of the chayotim in the brackets, and therefore I think we've covered the point over here of this halacha of the Beino Akir. Now remember that the chayotim learns that this is really an issue of kavana. It's not a special mile on its own. The issue is the kavana. So if a person finds in a situation of the ulam going up to stand by the wall, he'll be uncomfortable for whatever reason. So the fact that Dobbin's behind is not a problem, especially if he's only behind people, which for sure is not a problem. Have a good day.